One of the more lasting images of World War II was the city of Dresden in ruins after being firebombed by the Allies. The German city had been known as the Florence of the North for its spectacular Baroque architecture and art treasures. Much of Dresden has been restored, and the Dresden-Elbe Valley has been named a UN World Heritage Site. Now, a new bridge being contracted to run across the Elbe River, which runs through the city, is putting that title at risk, as Kyle James reports.
Standing in central Dresden, you could almost forget what century this is. Looking across the river to the famous meadows on the other side, on the left is the Baroque Zempe Opera, behind the 18th century Zwinger Palace, and on the right, Dresden's 250-year-old cathedral. 4 years ago, the UN's cultural body, UNESCO, added this vista to its World Heritage List, but now that status is under threat. At fault is a planned four-lane steel bridge, now under construction. Its proponents say it'll relieve traffic congestion and improve links between the two halves of the city. UNESCO says it will spoil the landscape. Michael Petzet advises UNESCO on World Heritage matters.
This is against the integrity and authenticity of this valley. They have to stop this bridge at once. Otherwise, I'm nearly sure the cultural landscape, Elbe Valley, will delete it from the World Heritage List.
It would be only the second time UNESCO has ever taken a site off its list. Chris Janecka is an American who's been in Dresden for 12 years. He says the bridge will harm the environment and destroy what makes the city unique.
I think it's just a tragedy that they're willing to risk losing UNESCO. They're willing to risk this nature preserve and this one-of-a-kind view for a bridge, for cars.
Opponents have tried several ways to keep the bridge from going up, some of which have turned violent. In December, environmentalists climbed into a beech tree that was scheduled to be cut down until police forcibly removed them. Then the fate of the lesser horseshoe bat delayed construction for a while. Now that the courts have allowed construction to begin again, some of the building equipment has been vandalized. Jeanette Kotzer starts her car for the drive home after her day's work at a Dresden law firm. She says she doesn't have much sympathy for the protesters. She points out on a map how the new bridge would cut her commute time in half. Today it takes her 43 minutes to drive 6 miles. She says most of her fellow citizens voted in favor of the bridge in a 2005 referendum, and she's not that concerned about what UNESCO might do. Dresden's tourist office says only a very small number of visitors even know about the city's World Heritage status. But opponents might have a stronger argument about the supposed benefits of the bridge in relieving traffic congestion. Like in most cities in eastern Germany, many Dresden residents are moving to the west in search of better jobs. Traffic in the city has decreased by 10% since the year 2000, and it will likely continue to fall. In a Dresden cafe, architecture professor Ralf Weber offers his alternative. He's gathered 54,000 signatures to support building a tunnel under the river instead of a bridge. But he admits it's an uphill battle to prevent what he says would be a real blow to his hometown.
We would be considered a little provincial city that does not take good care of what we have inherited from our ancestors. I think it would be a spiritual loss.
The issue of Dresden's bridge is still working its way through the courts, even though construction continues. UNESCO is scheduled to decide on the World Heritage question in July. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James.